Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Made. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humble Boys wrestlers Kyler Cirks, Tyce Clarkin, Landon Halverson, and Brody Hendricks, along with head boys wrestling coach Chad Beamett. Humboldt senior Kyler Cirks won a district championship Friday at 132 pounds to advance to the state tournament for the third time in 4 years. Cirks on returning to the state tournament.
Feels good. I mean, going down there is obviously always fun. I mean, have a good time. So, yeah, it's awesome.
And for you in the finals, just take me through how you were able to get it done for that championship at 132.
Yeah, just sticking to my stuff. Hit a single, finished it, stayed on top. Just did what I do best.
Senior year to have the chance to go one final time to the well. What does that mean to you to extend your wrestling season one final time?
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, one last final hoorah. Try to give it all we got, get on that stand. So
to be a district champion here your senior year, last time you're going to wrestle in this gym, has that kind of resonated with you at all to think about?
Yeah, not really. I mean, you just kind of keep going. You don't think about it, but yeah. It's kind of sad to think about it. Last time ever being in this gym for wrestling, so.
Going down to the well, what's the game plan for you, mentality going in one final time?
Yeah, just going to stick to what I know. I mean, a couple past times I've not done as good as I should have, so yeah, just going to try to make it happen this year.
3 times at the state tournament, looking back on your Wildcat career, how would you kind of sum it up?
Being down there is obviously awesome, and then just going to try to capitalize this year. Haven't been able to freshman, sophomore year, so going to try to get it done.
Well, appreciate it, Kyler, and best of luck next week.
Yeah, thank you.
Humboldt senior Tyce Clarkin won a district championship at 138 pounds Friday to punch his ticket to the state tournament, his second consecutive appearance. I caught up with Clarkin after clinching the district title.
It's a great feeling. I mean, I've been working towards this all year and finally got the opportunity to get it done in a fashionable way.
And to be a district champion, what's it mean to you to now have a chance to stand on top of the podium here at districts?
Yeah, I don't know if it's quite processed through my head yet, but it's definitely a great feeling, and I'm glad I could make it happen.
Take us through that finals match there. You're able to get it done.
Yeah, I wrestled that kid earlier in the year, and I knew what I had to do. I knew I had to keep in good position and just work my stuff, and I knew it would go in my direction.
Having one more chance to wrestle at the well, the game plan going in.
It's the last dance, so I'm just going to go make the most of it. And in my head, I mean, it's not finished yet. I got 7 more days of high school wrestling. I'm going to make the most of it. And as far as mindset going into it, I got nothing to lose, so I'm just going to go let it fly down at the well.
The last time you wrestled in this gym, you're a district champion.
That feels amazing. I never really thought about it that way until you just said that, but yeah, that feels good. Leaving Humble High School on a high note.
Well, Tyce, congratulations. We look forward to seeing you down next week at the well.
Thank you very much.
Humboldt senior Landon Halverson won a district championship at 175 pounds, the first time in his career he will be heading to the state tournament. I caught up with Halverson after winning his first ever district title.
That's amazing. I've dreamed of it, worked hard for it, and it's finally here.
The last time that you put on the singlet in this Humboldt gymnasium, you win a district championship to go to the state tournament. What does that mean to you?
It feels great. It means a lot. Shows a lot of grit, but otherwise, once you put the Humboldt singlet on, it's time to go to work.
To have a chance to wrestle at the state tournament, what does that mean to you personally, you know, all the hard work you've put in?
It means a lot. I haven't been there since AEU, and ever since I've gotten beaten out every year, I've came back and worked harder.
You've been through all the injuries, all of that. I mean, does that make it that much sweeter that you finally have that opportunity to one time wrestle the state tournament?
Coming back after surgery, it was hard, but I knew I could push through it and get down there.
I'm out of here, Mom.
That finals match, take us through it.
A lot of hard work. There was a lot of things going through my mind, but I knew I could close it off and get the job done.
Especially, taking the knee to the head, you have to try to battle through that. I mean, what's going through your mind at that point after you have to pass all medicals to get back out of there?
I knew I had to keep going. Just because I went down doesn't mean I was done. But
Landon, now going to the state tournament, what's the mindset going down there?
To win. You're going to go down there and take one match at a time.
Any final thoughts?
It was great while it lasted.
All right, Landon, well, congratulations on the district championship. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Humboldt sophomore Brody Hendricks won a district title at 190 pounds for his second consecutive district championship and appearance at the state tournament. Hendricks on heading back to Wells Fargo Arena.
It's pretty sweet. I mean, it's just one of the accomplishments. The next one, just going down there battling and coming out on top this year. So, I mean, I'm ready just to go let it fly down there. So,
take me through your finals match and how you were able to get it down there to win the 190 title.
Really, I just knew I had to go out there and dominate, leave no doubt. Came out, got to my attacks, and I've been really working on top because that's something I struggled with this year, like pinning-wise and staying heavy. So I just stayed on top, got to my turn, and ended the match. So,
the last time in your sophomore season you wrestle in this gym, you're a district champion.
It means a lot, wrestling in the gym with the seniors for the last time. I mean, it means a lot. This senior group's awesome, and I mean, this team was meant to be at state duels, but we just had a rough patch after Christmas break. But if we wrestle before Christmas break for the regional duel, I mean, we're down there and we're competing for a dual team title. I mean, we gave Algona an awesome run, but it is what it is. It's awesome to wrestle here one more time with this group of kids, and looking forward to next year here.
Last year, just falling short of that goal to start off trying to win state titles, be a four-timer. What is your mentality now going in to the state tournament after falling just short of the 165 title a year ago?
I mean, my mentality is to go down there, make it again. I got nothing to lose. I've taken three losses. One to one of the top kids in the weight in probably my worst day of wrestling. I've already beat one of the other top kids last year in the quarterfinals at state. I mean, we're going to be down there and we're just going to let it all fly down there. And I've already been there, been in the finals. I mean, it's just going to be a battle, but we'll get it done.
Brody, congratulations on making the state tournament once again. I look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you.
Humboldt is sending four wrestlers to the boys wrestling state tournament next week at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, along with a team district title. I caught up with Beeman after the tournament on the team's performances.
Proud of those guys. You know, they've earned it. I mean, we talked a lot this season about a lot of results. We're going to get what we earn, and those guys have earned it. So very proud of their effort today. All four outstanding tournaments. Look forward to seeing them compete next week.
Almost every weight class represented, whether it was the championship match or the third place matchup, to have that many guys in contention for the state tournament when it came around to the final rounds.
I mean, obviously we want to get a little bit greedy and have all 14 guys in there contributing in the top four. Unfortunately, that didn't happen today, but we still had some kids that even wrestling there for third that really had outstanding tournament today and really a great season. And I mean, a couple of those are really, really young guys. So it gives us something, you know, bright to look for next year. Hopefully that'll make those guys hungry to come back and compete a little harder next year.
The last time this team competes as a team in terms of team scores in a tournament, they didn't get the regional dual final championship to go to state, but they win the district championship. Does that make it a little bit sweeter here at the end of the year, especially in your home gym?
I think that really just says a lot about the depth of our team. I mean, I feel like if we would have wrestled at the level that we did at regional duels today, I don't even think the team race would have even been close. So I didn't feel like we met our potential today as a team, but like I said, that shows a lot about our depth. That, you know, even when we don't reach our potential, you know, we've got enough depth on this team that we're able to stick around and still win a district championship.
Tyce Clarkin makes it back-to-back appearances at the state tournament, and then Kyler Sirks 3 out of 4 years, and then Landon Halverson, a guy who's put in so much work senior year after the injuries to get to the state tournament in his final time wrestling in this building. What comes to mind when you think Landon Halverson, the journey he's been on to make it to the state tournament?
So deserving. He's been a big part of our program for many, many years. I mean, he's grown up going through the Wildcat Club and has just been a hammer ever since he came into high school and loves to compete. You know, he's had to deal with injuries. injury issues and just falling short. And so to be able to win a district championship, you know, today and be able to go down and compete at the state tournament, that's pretty special, and we're so proud of him.
And then your state runner-up from a year ago, Brody Hendricks, slides all the way up to 190 from 165 a year ago and wins the district title easily here today. Your thoughts on Brody Hendricks following up his freshman year to his sophomore year?
No, but it's been another outstanding year for him, and probably the most impressive thing about Brody is I honestly think he almost cares more about how Landon is going to perform and compete and finish than he is himself. You know, that's a lot of people might not know that about him, but he does. He truly cares about Landon almost more than he cares about himself. And, you know, they've just like last year, you know, Gage and Brody were consistent practice partners. This year, Landon and Brody have been consistent practice partners that, you know, push each other every single day. And I know that it means just as much to each of those guys, the success that the other's experiencing. So that just shows a lot about his character.
Kyler Sirks, Tyce Clarkin, both seniors back at the state tournament as well. Just your thoughts on their seasons and getting back to the well.
Yeah, you know, we have a super tough schedule during the year, and we hope that it helps us prepare for, you know, this time of year and the state tournament. You know, those guys are no different. They've been grinding for 4 years now, and, you know, we look for them to have great tournaments down there. I would almost expect that, you know, both should, I would expect both to be seated in the top eight, but we'll see how that goes with Kyler not qualifying last year. But no, those guys, we really look for them to have outstanding tournaments next week.
With the team aspect of the season being over now, how would you reflect on this 2024-25 team for Humboldt?
You know, it's just a year that we ended up, we battled through a lot of adversity, and, you know, some of it we handled really well, some of it we didn't, and probably needed to handle it differently. But, you know, you look at our team that we had in December, and, I mean, there were aspirations of potentially winning a state dual championship, and unfortunately our season didn't go the direction that we wanted it to. We, you know, we fell short of several of our goals, and, you know, part of that's life. I mean, it's, we're not going to lower our standard or lower our goals because, I mean, some things might happen. We're going to continue to push forward, and we're going to, you know, hold our standard high and have high goals for this team every year. I know that hurt our kids a little bit, just that we didn't meet some of those goals that we were striving for, but, you know, it still doesn't take away from the success that this team has not only had this year, but over the past 4 years.
What's the preparation look like for the upcoming week for your four wrestlers?
You know, because, well, now we technically have kind of an extra day compared to everybody else in the state, but, you know, it's all individual now. So we'll develop individual plans for each kid. We'll do kind of a team workout, but really it's individualized to each kid. We'll try and, you know, get some matches on recording, or some matches that we can watch, and we'll review their matches. And like I said, everything's individualized. We'll make sure that we have a couple extra practice partners that, you know, really matches up well, where Kyler and Tyce can work out, and Landon and Brody can work out, but we'll get some extra guys in there to, you know, give them different looks. Yeah, but it'll be pretty quick.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the district championship. Four wrestlers on their way to Wells Fargo Arena. We'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.